Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, why does the crest for Drogheda United feature a star and a crescent moon? It doesn't seem particularly Irish. Well, there is a story there about old links between Drogheda and Turkey and beyond that. Conor Hoey is a director with Drogheda United. Conor, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, I suppose on the face of it, there is a story about a connection between Drogheda and Turkey, but it does actually, the fact that the association with the crescent moon and a star goes back further than that.
Yeah, a lot of people think that the star and crescent emblem, I suppose, of Drogheda and Drogheda United, of the town, indeed, goes back to the time of the famine. It actually goes back way further. It goes back to, like, I don't know, the 1100s, really, when the charter of the town came into being. And I think it was King John at the time was really one of the reasons why part of the town's motto, I suppose, and crest really has got a star and crescent. I think it's something from the Crusades. I think if you look at Portsmouth as a city in the UK, is still the same. Drogheda was an English garrison town back in those days. And we reckon that the original, you know, I suppose, use of star and crescent alongside three lions, dare I say it, if I'm allowed to say it, the English three lions is also on the crest of Drogheda, really, you know. But so that's actually the truth. It goes back to the 1100s. But and then we have the story really of when during the famine that the Turkish Sultan sent over aid to Ireland, which was refused in Dublin, but ended up coming to Drogheda. There was some money sent as well. But it's sort of a coincidence, to be honest with you, Sean, that actually people think that's why there's a star and crescent drawn. It's not. It goes back a lot further than that. Yeah. So that's a little bit of the background to it.
But you became kind of aware of this more extensive story about, what, 15 years ago?
Yeah, I would say so. I suppose in the mid 2000s, you know, around 2005 or so, you know, Drogheda United were very much on the map. We won the league and the cup here in Ireland. We were in the Champions League. We played Dynamo Kiev. We were all over Europe. So I suppose at that point, I think a lot of the Trabzonspor fans, who were really one of the biggest clubs in Turkey, sort of cottoned on to the fact that we both play in claret and blue, the glorious claret and blue of our clubs, and started really supporting us. And of course, they loved the fact that there's the star and crescent on our jersey, which obviously is a very important Turkish symbol as well, which brought about really this sort of relationship between the two clubs. And when we were in financial difficulty, we had, my sister was the PRO of the club at the time, and she was getting envelopes from Turkey with money falling out from people trying to help us as a club. And that really...
Gosh.
Yeah, so that really extended the whole, you know, let's say the hand of friendship between us. And they were wonderful partners to us, and really kind people. I don't know, you know, every Turkish person I've encountered is a very warm and really very friendly and helpful people just generally. So they then, the relationship between the two clubs developed. Trabzonspor, as I say, one of the biggest clubs in Turkey. And they came over to play us in a friendly in 2013. With all sorts of dignitaries, with the help of the Turkish ambassador, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, the match was abandoned due to rain, a little bit similar to the rain that we're seeing here today in Dublin, actually, you know. So unfortunately, we never got around to playing them, but we're working on getting it all going again. And hopefully we're going to actually go to Turkey maybe later this year or early next year with the help of Turkish Airlines, and hopefully get a match going between the two, or we may indeed invite them over here for a match. So we're going to try and get things going again with them, because even when we won the FAI Cup last year and in all our recent success, we appear a lot on the social media of Trabzonspor as a club. They have millions of followers around the world, and you know, it gives us great publicity as well. And as I say, it's a very it's a lovely relationship between the two clubs.
Yeah, and but the kind of affection that Trabzonspor fans have for Drogheda, is it really just based on what's on your insignia and the colour of your jerseys? Are they even aware, generally speaking, of those historic links?
They are aware of the historic links, and there's loads of stuff on YouTube done by some, you know, Turkish bloggers, etc., vloggers, really, which shows the whole history and the story of it. So it's quite a well-known story. And, you know, I've been in to see the ambassador a number of times here in Dublin. He's a lovely man. If you go into his office at the Turkish embassy, you'll see a Drogheda United jersey on the wall, you know. So I mean, even to the extent of that, it just shows you there's this real warmth towards us, and the you know, the supporters are really aware of it as well. I'll give you a great story. Like recently, my wife through work met someone and said, "Oh, you need to meet Conor." And I went to meet this lady. She lives around the corner from here in Dublin, and she was a massive Trabzonspor fan. She couldn't believe she was meeting one of the directors of Drogheda United. She said, "It's the greatest day of my life." We brought her down to a match with her husband and Drogheda onto the pitch. She couldn't get over it. She was thrilled. She has a tattoo of a star behind one ear and a crescent on her wrist because of the love she has for Drogheda United, and she'd never been to a match, and she now lives here in Dublin. And she said she knows everyone in Trabzonspor. She said they all love Drogheda and they can't wait to do another match with us. So that sort of thing gives you a great, as I say, warmth about the relationship that we can really build something strongly with them there.
Yeah, so when you, and hopefully you do get to travel over to visit them, like what kind of facilities do they have? I'd say it's...
Oh, they've a 45,000 seater stadium. I mean, they're one of the biggest clubs in Turkey. Amazing, on the banks of the Black Sea there. It's interesting. One of your producers there was chatting to me. He's actually been to Trabzon, Aidan, and he was telling me it's a wonderful city that we should really go. And particularly in that part of Turkey, in eastern Turkey, they're renowned for their friendliness and their helpfulness and everything. So, yeah, we're dying to get over there. And with our good friends at Turkish Airlines, hopefully they give us a good deal on the flight.
Okay. Are people in Drogheda, generally speaking, aware of these connections?
They are, yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's got a lot of publicity over the years. And even if when you come to the odd match in Drogheda United, you'll see people wearing Trabzonspor jerseys. You'll see Drogheda United jerseys at Trabzonspor. When we won the cup in Lansdowne Road or in the Aviva last year, loads of Trabzonspor jerseys around the place. So it's quite, everybody would know about it, you know. And I think it's, I'd love to also see, I mean, even from our Chamber of Commerce and Drogheda, our CEO, Hubert Murphy, is trying to build relationships with Turkey as well for local businesses. So we see it as more than just a football relationship. We see it as a cultural relationship as well. And if we can really get that going again with them, with businesses locally and cultural events and things like that, I think it's a really positive thing for both countries.
Thanks a million for talking to us today, Conor. That was Conor Hoey there, director with Drogheda United Football Club.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.